There's a code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on November the 30th, 2009. Newcomers should look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com, that's my website, the main website. Scroll down and look at all the other sites I have up there. Bookmark them for future use because sometimes the big ones put me on hold and freeze my account for some reason or another, even though I'm on unlimited bandwidth. And if you've got the other... these other sites, you can always get the latest shows if the big ones go down again. There's cuttingthrough.jenkness.com, cuttingthroughthematrix.net, .us, .ca, there's Alan Watt, cuttingthroughthematrix.ca, and there's Alan Watt, sentinel.eu. The last one is a European site. It has all the same audios for download. It also has edition of transcripts of a lot of these talks I've given, which you can download for print-up, and they're written in the various languages of Europe. And remember, you are the listeners, I always say this, you are the listeners that bring me to you, no one's backing me here. I don't have an alternate agenda. I don't come out on behalf of the public or any side or other, and then spin it off into the usual socialist side of things. That's how most things really go, into the socialist side. Very old technique they've been using for 100 years or more. But no one's backing me, so I can say what I want to say. The ads you hear on the show are paid directly by the advertisers to the station RBN to broadcast the show, and it pays for their staff and their equipment and their time. So it's up to you to keep me going, and you can do so by buying that which I have for sale on the cuttingthroughthematrix.com website. You can donate as well. You can also purchase by PayPal. You see a PayPal button there if you send me a separate email with your order. And inside the U.S. and Canada, personal check is okay. The U.S. can also use international postal money orders from the post office if you don't want to use a bank. And that's just like a bank draft. It's paid in advance, so there's no problem clearing it on this end. And you can also send cash. Outside the Americas, people can use MoneyGram, Western Union, or PayPal, or again, send cash with your order. And I look forward to hearing from you. Because it's up to you to keep me going. I do depend on you. It's expensive here. The equipment I'm using is obsolete by today's standards, which changes all the time, mind you, but this is really obsolete stuff. And I got to upgrade shortly to keep this all going, because I'm going backwards all the time. And you also know, too, that I've got a lot of problems uploading with ExploreNet because someone in the government's put the word into to a friend from the old school Thai club to give me a hassle. I'm uploading no more than I have been for the last couple of years. It's the same every night, Monday to Friday. But they've cut me back by over half the speed, and often below that. So when this show is over, I always upload. I'm generally finished in about 3 hours or so, 4 hours max. Now it takes 4 hours at night and another two or three the next day to get the show up because of the speed they've given me. So, yeah, people do target you in life. That's how the real world really works. They can target you. There's nothing you can take into court. They can always pull out their unfair use policy stuff, even though I'm not using any more stuff than I uploads or bit rates than I used before, bandwidth. But that's how they do it. It's just through harassment and trying to get you off the air by making things impossible for you. And I've had the same thing when I was using dial-up even at times, and even just talking on the phone. I had the telex-type machine sounds going through phone calls and phone calls getting dropped in the early days when I was on the phone doing the shows. Back with more after this break.
Yeah. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix. Just mentioning, too, is to say that you support me, so it's up to you to keep me going. No one's backing me, and as I say before, many times in the past, I've said before, if it just ends up into more poverty than I am, then it's bye-bye, and I'll do something else that'll make some cash as the world goes down the tubes, because it is going down the tubes. It's planned to go down the tubes. And it's one incredible agenda. It's too big for most people to comprehend. Last night, for instance, they had on W5 on Canadian television a sort of 9/11 truth investigation. And in all these mainstream investigations, they always slip in the little bits that make up the viewers' minds for them, because they're aiming at the general population who've never looked into anything for themselves. And they pretty well said that America has a history of conspiracy theories. Then they bring on a book writer who makes his living on the conspiracy theorists, you see, and why they like conspiracy theories, and then they continue with the show. And that's really what it is. It's how they present things, what they omit, the questions that's not asked, and what the conclusions they leave listeners with. And that's how all these exposés are done. It's not new, this technique. It's been going on forever and ever and ever. And that's why I'm very, very wary of some of the big mainstream ones. I've been asked by some of the big ones who are doing reporting on global warming what my views were as a sort of pre-interview to see if they wanted me on their show. And it was a whole group owned by Ted Turner. And they asked me a few questions, and I recognized right away by the questions they asked and the, and how they responded to the answers that they were not expecting someone who knew their stuff, because I was quoting the Club of Rome and the United Nations and various pieces they'd written, statements they'd made, books they'd written, all about the creation of global warming and how it'd have to be done. The creation of it would have to be done. That would fit the bill. And they were astonished. They talked about half an hour, the two of them on the phone. And I knew that they'd never get back to me because they're looking for someone who doesn't really know the stuff. They want people who go into wild imaginings and then they can laugh at you. But when they find someone who simply quotes facts to them by the big players themselves, they can't come against you, so therefore you don't get on. And that's the last I heard of them. So I, as I say, be very careful of these mainstream exposés. They're only meant to leave Joe Average, the, you know, the couch potato type that watches the sports and believes the news. It's meant to leave them with an opinion that, that there's a lot of cranks out there. And this has been going on for years, this kind of documentation and documentaries. Now, I get a lot of people who write to me, who are nice people, who are awfully naive, incredibly naive, and enthusiastic about life. Very enthusiastic, as all young people technically should be. We all should, and we should have the right to be enthusiastic about life. But of course, when you're young, you don't know that most of what we've been taught in school is nonsense, or filler, as I call it, filler. It's like putting soya flour in all your candies. It's a filler. It pads the time at school, but the rest of it's social indoctrination to make sure that you actually think in a certain linear fashion, which is taught to you. That way you're easy to direct and program in the future by the media. And that's why they also use young people for the military. They've grown up with movies and video games, and they cannot imagine ever being killed. You're too young to imagine being killed. When you're very young, elderly people seem like a different species to you. You can't imagine that you'll ever, ever look like that. That's how it really is. We've all been there. And I get some people who occasionally call me up and say, well, what about free energy? That would solve the world's problems. And that's your first clue. This person really is incredibly naive, but enthusiastic and happy. The whole point of the New World Order is not to allow anybody any independence in any area whatsoever of sustainability, self-sustainability. That's what interdependence means. It means you're totally reliant on the system that controls you, and that's the key, controls you for everything that you need to survive. It's a shame people can't really get that. Power is power. It must be used if you want to retain power. You retain it by making people dependent upon you. A welfare state does the same thing. It makes you dependent upon them for everything you need. It takes your life over. And social work departments will run your whole life for you. An employment specialist and all the rest of it, they'll run your life for you. Some people have been brought up in those situations and families. And I mentioned an email a while back where a man's daughter actually talks about her social workers as though they're her friends, because she's grown up with social workers advising the whole family. So everything in life that happens to her, she'll advise them for personal things and all the rest of it. The government is her friend and advisor. That's true socialism, you see. And that's where we are, and we're going into it worse than ever today. The global warming scam is, I get sick talking about it because I was talking about it years ago, and I mentioned over and over about the Club of Rome, who came up with the idea. They were given the task of finding a way to make the United Nations the king boss, the big boss, as it was intended to be when they first set it up, to give it powers of taxation and to raise it to its proper status, where it'll rule every country. And it'll rule them through blocks, the same blocks that Karl Marx talked about. He called them regions, trading regions, in Das Kapital in the 1800s. That's not a coincidence either. We followed that agenda. And those regions, our trading regions, will be under a super government. Well, that's the United Nations. Now it's rising to power. And the Club of Rome were given the job of finding a religion, you might say. A religion, a belief system. See, a religion is a belief system based on faith. To bring the world together under authority, to obey. A world where people would give up more rights than ever before. And the only scenario they could come up with was a wartime scenario. We do what we're told to save us all. We're all in it together. That's what the slogans say. We're all in it together. We must all sacrifice together. And so they came up with a war scenario. We have to have a warfare scenario. Along comes the war of terror. I call it a war of terror because, you see, the radical socialists use war of terrors and reigns of terror. And that's what we're going through now. That's why 9/11 had to happen. It was a must-be scenario to get all this kicked off. And it's no coincidence that every country signed the same, exact same bills at the same time in unison, all together. We are now all under global sharing of intelligence data. We all have the ID cards coming along. Some countries have got them already. You already carry them everywhere you go. You have no rights of privacy whatsoever. It's out the window. And it's a warfare scenario. And during this time, too, for the few years past, there we've had little bits in the newspapers about from the World Health Organization, from the Agricultural Association, the United Nations, about the coming food shortages. And it's also been, they also have a massive think tank working on this permanently and have had for 16 years the coming food shortages at the Royal Institute of International Affairs. And I've got all this stuff in my archives in the website cuttingthroughthematrix.com. So they've been planning the coming food shortages for a long time because in warfare scenarios, you not only have ID, you also have restrictions in travel and difficult travel through roadblocks and checks and all that kind of stuff. And you get food rationing as well coming along, you see. Everything starts to get rationed. Energy gets rationed. In World War II, you had to get special permits to get gasoline, or petrol as they called it in Britain. And everyone suffered. And the government ruled with absolute authority. It could get away with incredible powers during war scenario, and that is what the war on, but I called off terror, is all about. Same thing. Dreamed up the Club of Rome back in the 1970s. And now we're seeing it implemented. Now, they put all their eggs in one basket at the top. And, of course, they said that at the Club of Rome. Two authors who wrote the book, The First Global Revolution, and it was published in the 1990s, said back in the 70s they were given the task. They thought about it all. They wanted a warfare scenario. So it would be man at war with a planet would be the war scenario. And it said the threat of global warming, famine, and the like would fit the bill. There's an exact quote from their own book. That would fit the bill. And therefore, all the big, if you think communism was dead, no, communism spread out and mated with its partner on the other side and merged together into the super new system, the supra-communistic society or collectivism, as they're calling it, because the Club of Rome also said out of all the systems they would have to use to work this into existence worldwide, it would have to be a collectivist system. That's the one they favored the most. That's what we're under now. It's called governance. Back with more after this break.
Is credit card debt stressing you out?
If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watts and we're cutting through the matrix. Just sort of quickly bringing people up to speed on how the world really is run. And the richest people on the planet, of course, are in on it. They've been on it from the very beginning. They were in on it during the whole Cold War scenario. And we find that Anthony Sutton, Professor Anthony Sutton, wrote so many books about who funded Hitler, who funded... And it was astonishing to find people like the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and all the big boys funding the war machinery to set up Adolf Hitler under the big umbrella corporation called IG Farben. But they also funded the communists all throughout the communist era as well. And I've always said that you would understand that the dialectic is played with two sides. Two sides are meant to get change on the go. Without the two sides, you won't get change on the go. You've got to have conflict. But you can guide conflicts if when the ones on the top of either side are on board in the same direction. It's the outcome they want, you see. And it's no coincidence that the Club of Rome came out with the idea of a collectivist society, meaning a communistic style running of society under law. Law is a very big thing in all this, under law. No one ever asks them what they mean, but well, what law is it? Explain these laws. It's very much like the American Constitution, you know, one people under God. And they said, under law. And he said, well, explain these laws. explain these laws, because you might think you know what the laws are or law is, but you'd be surprised to find how other people will differ with you. And how it's like sitting talking about God. You could have 10 folk in the same room talking about God. They'd have tea and biscuits and a good chat, and they'll like each other and go home. And you never know that each one had a completely idea of a God, or a different kind of God even, if you're using the term just God. And the Club of Rome is a big player, as I say. They call it the premier think tank for really creating the future, futurism for the United Nations. It comes up with all the ideas, the sci-fi scams of how to rule the world and how to implement it. And from there, it's given to roundtable societies that then come up with the ideas to actually make it work through media, magazines, advertising, through education at school, especially the very young. All that stuff, the same as the communists did all through their era. And long ago, they decided to centralize everything. Centralization is key to world collectivism or communism or socialism, if you want. Depends which name you want to call the same thing. Centralization of a national government that then makes treaty with other central governments and other nations, and they become binding. And through that, you get a network. You need a place for the network to meet, so you get a United Nations. The United Nations becomes the kind of boss and arbiter, and then the United Nations comes up to power. This is how Karl Marx saw it all working. And here it all is. And it's not to be a totally communistic society. They under this odd Fabian socialism, they realized they could not go the same way as the Soviet system. They would use all of the Soviet tactics and have the Soviet, meaning ruled by councils, NGOs, front groups funded by big foundations. They would pretend to demand on behalf of the public more social programs or freedoms for this, that, or people with one legs or something like that, whatever it happened to be, whatever would suit the bill. And they wanted an elitist, wealthy, intellectual elite at the top, which also fitted with communism. They wanted an intellectual, scientific elite running a country, a world, in a what they called a rational fashion. And that is why science now has been risen up to what they call in science their proper place on the boards of all governments. We don't elect scientists to boards. No, government itself was infiltrated long ago, and the people with inside infiltration then brought them on board. All you have to do is make anything legal, put a bill through, and it becomes legal, and you can put an elephant on the board if you want to. That's how easy it is to do. But once in a while, you get a disclosure from one of the guys on the inside and how they've been influenced by the Club of Rome. And this is from a Dutch newspaper. It says, it's from the VROM. It says, Minister Kramer at the Club of Rome's Global Assembly. And it says, my friends and colleagues, he's speaking at the Club of Rome. He says, as Minister of the Environment, I am on the road to Copenhagen almost every day. Therefore, I see myself more as a minister for climate change. And change is what we need. Remember, change is good, censure of change, you know, the stuff that we're spouting off in academia in the 20th century. No one else knew about it. What did they mean by that? It says, here in Amsterdam, we will send a powerful message. We are here to work on the Amsterdam Declaration, which I will carry to the negotiations in Copenhagen as your ambassador. And as a friend of the Club of Rome, to which I owe so much. Like so many of you, I was inspired by the Club of Rome to pursue a green career. I read The Limits of Growth. To growth as a young biology student in 1972. Now that's exactly how the communists worked. They had all the professors put in the right places through all the universities of the world teaching this socialist policy as far back as 1972. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Hey, Republic Broadcasting. I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies like the Lakota Nation and the John Galt. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at republicsilver.com. Log on to republicsilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs, where you can trade your Jacksons for top quality goods. Be a part of it today at republicsilver.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix. Just giving a little history, as I say, leading up to different articles, the history of how this has come about. And it comes about when all the little people, that's all of us at the bottom, are busy scratching away trying to earn a living and cope and get bills paid and all the rest of it to survive. That's when all the big meetings take place, and they have these guys in the ivory towers have no problems. They don't have the problems that you have at the bottom. They live off the public. It's very much like Plato's Republic. Plato talked about the guardian class that would rule the world, that would be heavily interbred for a better genes, you might say, intellect and so on. But he said, why bother buying a castle and then having to get soldiers to guard the castle and pay for that and pay for servants who will steal your property and your ornaments inside and everything else? Instead of that, this perfect republic, world republic, would be one where the public paid for everything that the guarding class needed. So technically everything would be owned by the people, just like the Soviet system. But the castles in that were only lived in by the high-level Politburo. And today it's the scientific elite, the political elite, and all of these appointees. They don't have to pay for any of this. The public pay for it through their taxes. They pay for the maintenance of everything, the maintenance of their cars, buying them new cars, their chauffeurs. The public pay for their big world meetings. I read in an article recently that the prostitutes in Copenhagen are really looking forward to this big treaty do, because whenever the UN comes in with all these different people, their business skyrockets. Skyrockets. That's the kind of people that are ruling us as they get up there on stage with their nice suits and ties, and we're told they're very respectable and well-gifted people in the area of intellect and so on, and we should do as they say. Getting back to this article here from Minister Kramer from Holland, speaking at the Club of Rome, the Global Assembly. He says, like so many of you, I was inspired by the Club of Rome to pursue a green career. I read The Limits to Growth as a young biology student in 1972. And getting back to it, that's how, you see, the agenda's taught. Here you are learning a science, but you're really learning a political agenda, a social agenda. And it creates true believers. He says, after I had digested its importance, I couldn't wait to do my part to help save the planet. I have no regrets that I went for green. It's been a lifelong challenge, an adventure, and it doesn't say it's been awfully well-paying as well. This is one of the fascinating concepts of The Limits to Growth is the equilibrium scenario. Not only did the Club of Rome forecast global overshoot and collapse between 2025 and 2050, interesting, that's the same dates, basically, this 2050 that the military keep talking about in their 50-year projections of what they see in the future. Because I want to say, it also gave us a promising description of the unsustainable economy, the equilibrium scenario. I asked the Netherlands Environment Assessment Agency to produce a report entitled Growing Within Limits, especially for the Global Assembly of the Club of Rome. I asked them to present model calculations of what is possible, feasible, and desirable. In other words, how can we achieve a sustainable economy? And this is for some newspapers today, this sustainable economy. We have to produce less because we give off carbon, we use up energy, but we somehow have to get by and a lot less as we're forking out billions of dollars to Africa and third world countries at the same time. It means you're going to go down into utter poverty, and that is the intention, a flattening of the world. You can certainly say this is an urgent question and the answers are promising, but there is a contradiction here. Why do we ask ourselves whether it is in our economic interest to save the planet? I have some answers, but I'd like to stipulate two conditions. First, to begin with, we need to revise the policies that are currently driving the world to squander and deplete the Earth's natural resources. Secondly, we must drastically increase energy and resource efficiency. Most experts consider this a particularly difficult task because of the entrenched policies and practices that reinforce inefficiency. The array of potential and necessary measures can be reduced in two top priorities. First priority should be to stop further losses of biodiversity by halting the expansion of agricultural land. Now, that's one of the biggest lies out there, because you can go across so many countries in the world now and just go through the states, and you'll see nothing but abandoned farms everywhere. There's no expansion. It's a retraction of them, a constriction of them. Because the government, since the World War II, has been putting farmers out of business because of all their policies. And in their place, they've been putting up the big agri-food businesses, the big five, that's your Daniel Midland's boys, Adam, and Conagra, and a whole bunch of them, to take over the world's food supply. That's what's happening, because you cannot control public unless you control the food. That is what Kissinger said in one of his talks. You control the oil industries and you control the nations, basically. They need transportation. It says you control the food and you control the whole world. So they lie here about everything, but nothing's new about lying from the United Nations, because they have an incredibly communistic-style agenda on behalf of their very elite, wealthy masters. So secondly, we need to decarbonize the energy system. Both of these priorities can be achieved at a cost of 1 to 2% of the gross domestic product by 2050, according to the Environment Assessment Agency report. To put this into perspective, this would mean an increase in global gross domestic product of 225% instead of 240% in the coming 40 years. So your standard of living is going to really start dropping big time. Even without climate policy, our energy investments would be massive. But with a strong climate policy, they will be 30% higher than in a business-as-usual scenario. But if we fail to take action, we will pay an even higher price in the future. And then they prattle on and prattle on and prattle on with their statistics. They're very good at making graphs and statistics and fudging them all to suit their agenda. I mean, that's what graphs and all this stuff is for. That's what it's all for. There's a good site here. I'll put this link up to on my site at the end of the show, and it's called IHateTheMedia.com. It's quite interesting, and a lot of good comedy in there too, and a lot of good facts. It says the Weather Channel founder, the guy who founded the Weather Channel. I couldn't understand why folks watched 24 Hours Weather Channel, but anyway, it says global warming is the greatest scam in history. John Coleman, founder of the Weather Channel. It says global warming is a hoax and bad science at that. Al Gore refuses to admit his cause is based on bad research. I'm totally convinced there is no scientific basis for any of it, Coleman said. Global warming, it is the hoax. It is the hoax. It's a bad science. It's hijacking of public policy. That's exactly what it is. Hijacking of public policy. It's a coup. It says, it is no joke. It is the greatest scam in history. And it is. We've had the climate gate come out there, and the big boys are going ahead as though nothing had happened. Exactly as I said it would. They can't go back now because they spent 40 years planning this whole thing, this very scenario, this time in history, and how to control us. This article here is from The Telegraph. James Dellingpole, Climate Gate, SAC no longer credible. Michael Mann from IPCC urges climatologists they should sack Michael Mann, who's only one of the many involved in the scamming. Australia and New Zealand have both come out now and admitted their charts were all scammed as well. And this is from November the 27th. It says, not everyone shares the BBC's rosy view of discredited ClimateGate scientist Michael Mann, inventor of the roundly discredited hockey stick. That's what the graph looks like. He fudged it all and put like a hockey stick there when you turn it on its side and it points upwards with their fudged figures. An unlikely YouTube comedy musical star. He's even like doing comedy on television. That's where he should be. So still less will they have to do so after the gobsmacking revelations by Steve McIntyre that in his latest paper, he actually got his data upside down. He did. This guy, Mann, got his data upside down. The graph is upside down. One of his, and you can see that upside down graph on that last site I just mentioned there, IHateTheMedia.com. You'll see the article there about that. They show you the graphs and how they simply reversed it. They turned it upside down. One of his IPCC co-authors, Eduardo Zorita, this is a scientist who worked for the IPCC, for the United Nations, has demanded that Mann should be banned from contributing to future reports because his scientific assessments are not credible anymore. Zorita also calls for the barring of CRU's director Phil Jones and another IPCC lead author, Stefan Ramsdorf. Zorita, who works in the paleoclimate department of the Institute of Coastal Research, has issued a statement on his website in which he complains that the scientific debate has been in many instances hijacked to advance other agendas. He says, these words do not mean that I think anthropogenic climate change is a hoax. He's still a believer, but he's given himself a back door for his employment, right? He says, on the contrary, it's a question of which we have to be very well aware. But I'm also aware that in this thick atmosphere, I am not speaking of greenhouse gases now. Editors, reviewers, and authors of alternative studies, analysis, interpretations, even based on the same data we have at our disposal, have been bullied and subtly blackmailed if they don't go along with it by these other scientists and the IPCC. So he's admitting blackmail threats go on. Lots of jobs, you'll never work again, all that kind of stuff. In this atmosphere, PhD students are often tempted to tweak their data so as to fit the politically correct picture. some or many issues about climate change are still not well known. Policymakers should be aware of the attempts to hide these uncertainties under a unified picture. I had the pleasure to experience all this in my area of research. Rosita was one of the contributing editors to the IPCC's fourth assessment report. He's unlikely to be asked to contribute to the fifth. Indeed, as he ruefully acknowledges, this brave admission could well be the death of his career. That's what's really good. This is what it goes. It's like the Politburo. This is like the Politburo. That's exactly how it works. Exactly how it works. And I don't think it's all coincidence. November the 30th, NewYorkPost.com. Climate cult con is hard to bear. When did global warming turn into a forced religion? My daughter came home from school recently with a spring in her step and a song on her lips. With no foreshadowing or time to call an exorcist, out came this chilling refrain. You can hear the warning, global warming. By the time her father and I removed our jaws from the floor, we had learned that all the children had been coerced into singing this catchy ditty, which we called the warming song, at a concert for parents. Further, song lyrics scolded selfish adults, that would be us, for polluting our planet and causing a warming scourge that would, in no short order, kill all the polar bears and threaten the birds and bees. There was no deprogramming session on the menu, and no arguing allowed. The international climate gate scandal is now moving into its third week, and reaction from folks on the scientific and political left, or is that redundant, who treat global warming as a cult in which naysayers must be crushed, has been depressing. Total denial. The scandal began when someone hacked into the server at the Climate Research Unit at the University of East Anglia, England, and uncovered a cache of messages between leading warming gurus. These emails revealed guys deeply frustrated by planetary temperatures that stubbornly had refused to rise in some time. Were they afraid of losing their scientific juice or their funding? Well, I've got the funding of some of them. It's incredible. Multi-millionaires now. So as the emails prove, the scientists did something about it. They cooked the books to exaggerate global warming. Of course, how can you scare the bejesus out of little children and small animals if you can't make the mercury move a millimeter? Simple. You lie. But while one rival scientist predicted that shocking revelations would blast a mushroom cloud over the theories of climate change, that has not come to pass. The Obama administration's climate advisor, Carol Browner, totally ignored the smoking emails and attributed the scandal to a very small group of people who continue to say this isn't a real problem and that we don't need to do anything. What am I going to do? Asked Browner. Side with a couple of naysayers out there, or the 2,500 scientists? Well, what about the 3,000 and 3,500 that won't let in to give their opinions on it? That's never mentioned. So she says, I'm sticking with the 2,500 scientists. I think it was Theodore Roosevelt said, you know, there are lies, there are damn lies, and then there are statistics. I would add to that, there are graphs. In other words, it's science, meaning that's a fact. That's how it's presented. See that graph there? That's a fact. It's like a statistic. That's how you start beating you in arguments now. They quote statistics. No less an authority than the New York Times sought to explain away the most damaging email sent by scientist Phil Jones, who said he employed a trick to make temperatures appear higher than they were. And on it goes, doesn't it? On and on it just goes. And it will go on until we all forget it, because we've got another crisis coming along. We'll take our minds off it. And before you know it, we'll all adapt, because that's what people do at the bottom. They adapt to whatever system they're in, feudalism, capitalism, communism, and then and it's something new. It's adapt at the bottom. And once one generation passes, it's all normal. It's always been like that, you see. That's how it is. It's always been that way. And from the Sunday Times, November the 29th, 2009, Scientists at the University of East Anglia have admitted throwing away much of the raw temperature data on which their predictions of global warming are based. That's because scientists asked for it. This is standard policy. Scientists asked for the raw data to see how they arrive at their conclusions, and they try and match it. It's the only thing you have to go on, is the raw data. Anything else is simply conjecture if you don't have the raw data there. It says it means that other academics are not able to check basic calculations set to show a long-term rise in temperature over the past 150 years. The University of East Anglia's Climatic Research Unit was forced to reveal the loss following requests for the data under Freedom of Information legislation. The data were gathered from weather stations around the world and then adjusted to take account of variables in the way they were collected. And I hear the music coming in, so I'll be back with more on this article after this break.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Hi, folks. I am Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix, reading from Times Online, November the 29th, on what happened to the climate data, the raw, all the raw material that must be there for investigation by other scientists, because that's what science is. You ask for the data, and you try to repeat the formulas to find out if they're correct. If it's all gone, all you're left with really is someone's idea. You have nothing to prove anything with. So anyway, it says here, the The data was gathered from weather stations around the world and then adjusted to the account of variables in the way that they were collected. The revised figures were kept, but the originals stored on paper. This is what they're trying to tell us here. This multi-million dollar scheme that they stored on paper and magnetic tape were dumped. They dumped it to save space. This is what we're told when the CRU moved to a new building. The admission follows the leaking of 1,000 private emails sent and received by Professor Phil Jones, the CRU's director. In them, he discusses thwarting climate skeptics seeking access to such data. He also tells them how he scrubbed stuff. In a statement on his website, the CRU said, "We do not hold the original raw data, but only the value-added, quality-controlled and homogenized data, meaning all the fudge stuff, but not how they got to the fudge stuff." The CRU is the world's leading center for reconstructing past climate and temperatures. Climate change skeptics have long been keen to examine exactly how its data were compiled. That is now impossible. So we're going to go change our entire ways of living because of something that can't be found, has been scrubbed. We have to take their word for it. Entire change of living. Massive taxation on every citizen of the so-called first world countries, massively, like you've never seen before, into carbon credits and personal carbon credits and personal punishments for using too much energy and so on and so on and so on. And they're going to give billions, supposedly. They're supposedly going to give, it won't arrive to Africa or wherever. You know that. They've been in Africa for 500 odd years. This stuff is just a way to bring us all down to the same global plantation where the scientists can rule us. Like Bertrand Russell said the same thing, and so did Huxley. If that's going to be a tyranny, I prefer it to be a scientific tyranny. That's what they've envisaged, ruled by scientists, you know, intellectuals who run on rationality. That's what we're told. And they will be relentless. I think it's bad now. You ain't seen nothing yet. If you thought the BBC, if you thought that the communism was bad, you ain't seen nothing yet. You're on communism with steroids, collectivist society, with a fascist elite at the top who believe they've got better genes, better intellects, because of better breeding than you do at the bottom. And they want to bring your populations down drastically as you fork out all your cash to them. Not a bad plan, eh? And we also know that the UN chief was at that Commonwealth meeting recently telling them all to sign on. Why should he be telling our supposed leaders to sign on to anything? Huh? What kind of democracy is this? Well, the UN is not meant to be democratic at all. Never was. From Hamish, myself in Ontario, Canada, we've got 1 inch of snow. They called it a snowstorm on the weather program. It's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.
With recent